Hello and welcome, beautiful souls. On this podcast, I talk about the spiritual, the mystical, the psychological, the new earth, ghosts, aliens, and so much more. Sometimes interviewing fascinating guests, and other times it's just me talking about the wonders of life. Welcome to Dreamscape. Hello, dear beautiful souls, and welcome to Dreamscape. I have just had the best week. I had a week off, and I really tried to do as little as possible when it came to being like productive. I didn't really manage that good to begin with, because I did put out a bunch of Swedish meditation and breathwork videos on YouTube and also a dream analyzing video on YouTube. But after that, apart from now when I'm actually podcasting, I do have problems just being chill and not doing something productive. I am working on that, and I'm really figuring out why I'm doing that, why I'm trying to be productive, because I have realized, and truth being told, that, and because I've dived so deep, I sort of understand that me being productive for me feels like, okay, I'm being productive, which means I'm doing something that like matters. I need to do to be accepted and to be loved. So basically, me doing means love. It means I need to earn love, which is absolute bollocks. You know, it really isn't true at all. I know this. My higher self knows this. I know it when I'm in meditation and all that stuff. But I have realized that it is an issue for me. So when I do something, I need to really ask myself, why am I doing this? Am I doing it because I think it's a lot of fun? And I'm doing it because of joy. I'm doing it because of excitement. Or am I doing it because I feel like I need to be loved? You know, it's not like I get that much. I don't have that many listeners, in all honesty, but I do it because I feel good anyway. So a little bit like therapy for me, being able to talk to you listeners, whoever's listening. I think that it will reach whoever it needs to reach, and that's good enough for me, even if that's just one person that feels that they have earned something from or learned something from listening to this, and maybe they resonate with it and dive deeper in their healing. But yeah, I had the best week ever anyway, and because I had the week off last week, and I'm in Sweden, and the weather was so warm and sunny, and it was like I was in Greece or something, which was amazing, because I haven't been on a holiday abroad since before the pandemic. I am unvaccinated, so I'm not sure where I'm allowed to go. If you know, then please let me know, because I can't wait to go across the border. I am a lot of ninth house. I like travel. I love it. I feel almost imprisoned when I'm not allowed to go wherever I fancy going. I have a lot of freedom. I'm also a lot of Aquarius. So I need the freedom. I need the travel. And I haven't been able to have that, obviously, because of the pandemic. And I'm not going to be, I want to have the freedom as well. I want everyone to have the freedom to do what they feel is right for their body. And that's why I haven't. But I'll not go into the whole vaccine thing. I've pissed enough people off by not taking it. But a lot of people actually don't take it. I know quite a few people that haven't taken it. So I don't care if you have or if you haven't. I love you regardless. I think that you should do what feels right for you. So I really want to go abroad. But so this felt like I was in Greece or something, some hot country, because I'd go outside and it would be like this wall of warmth just hitting me. And I'd go down to the lake. Takes me about 10 minutes And then I'd suntan and swim in the lake. And it was just a beautiful week. And I met lots of beautiful friends. I felt so much love there. And, you know, just I was also, you know, in a good place in my hormonal cycle. So I felt really good there, which I think a lot of you women can agree with me. And this is something that I actually want to talk about today, especially like, how do we turn around this whole hormonal imbalance to be maybe something positive and something that can be actually a good instrument for our healing work, our shadow work, and how can we turn it around to mean something positive instead of negative? Because like, my whole life, like I got my period when I was really young, like I think maybe 10 or something, I don't know, 9, 10, and I didn't even know what it was. I kind of had, like, I remember going to the toilet, seeing blood, and I remember thinking, okay, well, I kind of knew I wasn't dying, but it still freaked me out a little bit. I was like, Mom, you know, there's blood here. And she's like, oh, you're on your period. And yeah, and that was it. We didn't really talk about how I was feeling, like the emotions involved or the cycles that we have and what to expect. I don't think my mom was really that clued up herself. So I'm not putting any blame on her. She was a wonderful mom. And I just think that, well, they didn't really get any information on what to expect. I just felt like, all of a sudden I'd grown up and I wasn't really comfortable with that because it was so young as well. I was so young and I had such pains and I just remember waking up. I know this sounds a bit gross, maybe if you're a guy especially, but it's natural. Anyway, I woke up and there was like, you know, I'd bled so much. It was like blood, like all over the bed kind of thing. It was like everywhere. It's like a horror film. No, not a horror film, but it was like, it was just really weird to me. And I bled a lot, when I was young and, still do sometimes, but, and I had these horrific cramps and it was like, I got so knocked off my socks from this. Like, I was like, what is happening to me? Like, you know, years passed and I just learned from then on that, you know, this was kind of a bad thing. Historically, also, it's been a bad thing. Like it used to be back in the day that you weren't like women weren't allowed in the church if they had their period because it was dirty. They weren't, you know, this was like a bad thing or something. And this is something that I think is on the we're talking about this a lot now, I think, due to the Me Too movement and also the whole abortion thing going on in America right now. There is a lot coming to the surface with rights, women's rights. And I think this is long overdue and we do need to turn this around. Women are the bearers of life. I'm not saying women are better than men. I'm just saying that we are an equal, we are yin and yang. We need to work together. We can't like push the other one down. It doesn't work like that. And women have been, I think, under a lot of scrutiny for so long that's partly why I think me and so many that I know feel bad. We get PMS, we get PMDS, which is like a worse version of PMS. It's like a mental version. It you know, grabs hold of your mental health and you feel like it's like a horrible depression for a few days kind of thing. And if you have that, you should like consult with a doctor or you can use, there's so many things that you can eat as well, but like raw cacao, and you can just do so much with that. That in itself can be a big sign that, you know, you need shadow work. You need to go into whatever it is that's making this happen. And I think that like about a year ago, I started really thinking, hang on a sec. I have been thinking about my period and my menstrual cycle like something almost evil, like something really bad that takes over my life, basically half my life. It's like I feel good a few days in a month, like maybe 5 days I feel really good. mentally and physically. If there's nothing bad happening going on, then I'll feel bad then, you know, but usually that's when I'll feel my best. It'll be just before my ovulation. And then it goes down again. And it's almost like I've been feeling like I'm almost being punished for not being pregnant or something. I don't know. It's just, and then the period happens and, you know, if sometimes I'll have like really bad, I'll be in a really bad mental state. Sometimes it won't be that bad, but then the period will be worse. And, you know, it just hasn't been a very positive time for me. So I don't know, about a year ago anyway, I thought, hey, I need to change this around. I need to start seeing this as a positive thing. Now, how can I start seeing this as a positive thing? A few things that did come to mind, a few things that I really have taken in is, for instance, I am way more sensitive to touch. My skin is like more sensitive. So this for me, I don't normally do this, but I really need to start doing this, is to book in time for massage when I'm on those days coming up towards my period, because I am more sensitive and it is so much like touch to me is so much more wonderful just before my period. So that's just a positive thing. That's like, oh, it just feels so good. Also food, like tasting food. Normally I'm like hungry in a different way, but, you know, and I can enjoy food in a totally different way to when I've just had my period, because just after I'm not really that interested in food. I mean, obviously I want to eat, but it's not like I don't enjoy it the same way as I do when I'm just before my period. I can really enjoy it. So I think that's for me, one of those things. It's like, you know, it's just something, it's a time for really enjoying touch, taste, you know, those kind of feelings. So rather than just seeing negativities, like focus on those things. For me, that's one of them. It's different for everyone, obviously. But just think about it, like think about how can I use this as a power instead of something negative? Then, you know, when it is as well that downtime, it is a good time to just relax, like listen to your body, like it needs to relax, it needs to have that downtime. And normally, like just resting, giving yourself permission to look after yourself, to rest a bit, to not do really intense workout just before your period, to maybe take walks, do some calm yoga, you know, wind down, just really look after you when that happens. Because then, like after your period, when normally, not for everyone, but normally, like most women do feel, and I'm saying this, most people, it doesn't mean that you're weird if you don't feel like this, it's just that we all have our cycles, but most of us tend to feel better just after our periods when we're getting close to ovulation. And you know, I can't explain everything that's happening hormonally, but that's when you have a lot of energy and you can just, like, you know, start doing things that you know, you're like, go, 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 here comes the fire. And, you know, that's when you can start doing your intense workouts again and stuff like that. So yeah, if you listen to your body, then it won't, you know, don't fight your body, work with it, listen to it and what it needs. What is it telling you? I've become quite good at this and listening to my body. I can, like the other day, I felt my ovulation. I felt my egg, like, my egg just like making its way, you know, and I feel it so intensely. I'm like, oh, here we go. And like this morning and this last night, especially this morning, I felt it in my whole body. I was like, oh, here we go, here's the PMS coming. And I felt also very, very I started feeling very insecure, these old belief systems coming up to the surface. And here's the thing, when it's hard for you, when you have PMS, when it's hard for you, when you start thinking negative thoughts and everything, then this is an amazing time for doing shadow work. It's really, 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 really good. So use this time as an opportunity to really start healing yourself rather than trying to do whatever you can to avoid it. You know, it's a good time. So how can you do this? And I would suggest you just sit down and actually write this down, what I'm about to say here, because it is very important to listen inward. If it's coming to the surface, if you're hearing, you know, bad negative thoughts and all that, then there's a reason behind it coming to the surface and probably needs to be heard. So unless this is incredibly severe, you're hearing voices and whatnot, then, you know, seek medical attention. Obviously, go to your, make an appointment with your doctor, explain what's happening, and take it from there. But if it's simply like I felt this morning, like these really insecure kind of feelings coming to the surface, then it's a perfect time for you to just sit down and start a meditation. Just, you can do any kind of meditation that works for you. It can be like, it doesn't have to be like an hour long either. I never sit like for an hour meditating. Incredibly rare that I would do that. I'm kind of a fast paced kind of girl. We're all different. Some people do need to sit for longer. I tend to sit and just breathe and just listen to some very nice, beautiful music and breathe, maybe do some rapé, which is like it's like a plant medicine it's like a snuff kind of thing from the Amazon forest that helps me really calm down, get into my body, really ground myself, and I just breathe, and maybe I'll do a good breathing exercise as well, like breath work. I love doing Wim Hof, that kind of breathing where you breathe intensely, then you hold your breath, and then you for a while, and then you breathe again, and you hold your breath again, and it releases, it really oxygenates the blood, it releases DMT and serotonin into your body. It's really, really good. And so start with some kind of something like that, or you could just sit and meditate for a while, or you could listen to a guided meditation as well. And there are so many out there. Just find something that works for you. Either one, something that's, I do them too. You can look it up on my YouTube as well. But you could either do one that's just like for relaxing, or something that's more for shadow work or something. And once you're feeling like that you are in your body, you're breathing from the heart space, then you start asking and looking into this feeling that you are having that feels negative. So ask yourself, first of all, where in the body is this sitting? And you sit with that for a while. You just look at it. And it can be very uncomfortable because we don't want to look at things that feel bad. We tend to do whatever we can to avoid them. But really look at whatever it is. See, where is that in my body? Where am I feeling that? Now ask yourself, when am I feeling this? When is this from? When did this feeling begin? When through my life did this happen where I felt abandoned, unloved, unworthy, whatever it could be? And you go back to that memory and you really look at it. And then once you look at it and really dig into it, then ask yourself with a statement that you have, whether that be one of the things I said before, like a statement that I felt unloved, I felt unworthy, I felt not good enough. Ask yourself, is this true? This is something Brandon Bosarth does a lot. It's called self-inquiry, and I think it's amazing. So if you want to learn more about that specifically, you can check him out, Brandon Bosarth. He's great. And also Abraham Hicks, who's also really good at explaining how to make things, how to get into a better feeling thought, because that's the next step. So you ask yourself, is it true? am I unlovable, for instance? And then you realize that you are not, that is false, that is a false belief. If you actually think that you are unlovable, then you aren't, trust me, you are not, you are never unlovable. You are made from love. It just means simply that if that's the way you feel, then you're so looking the wrong way. And you maybe have been for quite a while looking the wrong way, not seeing yourself the way you are. It's like you're looking into one of these crazy weird mirrors, you know, at theme parks where we look all weird, or maybe like when you have those Snapchat filters where you look really weird. You're looking at yourself like that. It's not true. It's an untrue version of yourself that you are looking at, because you are love. You are made from love. Anything else is illusion. So remember that. And so you need to go into this old belief system. And also something that's really good to remember, like for maybe you're scared to do something now, like call someone or apply for that job or whatever it could be. Something I always like to ask myself in these kind of situations, because it's often just an old belief system holding you back. Then I like to ask myself, what is the worst thing that could happen? If I'm true to myself and I do what I feel is right, what excites me, you know, where I find joy, what is the worst thing that could happen? It could be that you were rejected or from whatever it is. Now, this has nothing to do with you. It's taken me forever to realize this, but especially when I feel rejected from men, it has nothing to do with me. This has got to do with them. I am still completely whole. I am still completely perfect. I am source energy. I don't mean that I'm perfect in the sense where I'm better than anyone. What I mean is that we are all perfect beings. Nothing can take that away. If we look at men for a second, like what I'm actually sad about and what we're always sad about in those kind of situations is it's an illusion, because we haven't actually lost anything. We've lost a fantasy of what could be. That goes for even when you've been in long relationships. When they leave, you're not sad that you actually met them, unless they're completely horrible to you and you're just sad about the fact that you didn't have enough, that you let them get away with it for so long, or you didn't have enough respect for yourself. But, and you can be sad about that for a while, but you always have your journey to go, and you need to trust that journey, and you need to be loving towards yourself and the journey. Trust the journey, trust your guides, trust the universe, because you are a perfect, perfect being on a perfect road for you. You are exactly what you are meant to be. You are never actually ever doing anything wrong. You are always just learning. So sit down and really look at your old belief systems and where they are in your body. And then once you've identified them, you ask, is it true? And then you dive deeper into, did it have anything to do with you? No, everyone has their past. Whatever happened to you, and if somebody did something bad to you or something, it's they only ever, like, hurt people. Like, somebody will always ever do something bad only because they themselves feel really bad themselves, and they don't, literally do not know any better. That doesn't mean it has anything to do with you. Your job is to find joy, happiness, excitement, and follow that in all scenarios of life. And that can be hard to do when we are on our PMS. But that's the thing. Work on it. Look at it. So, because when you look at it and you work on it, then you can let it go. It's like tidying up anything. It's like you can't really get a house clean unless you look at the mess. And once you've looked at it and cleaned it up, you can let it go. and it's gone, and you're left with a shiny new house. And it's the same in your thought system and in your mind and in your heart. Sometimes we can get, it can get frustrating because it feels like same things are coming up over and over and over again. Sometimes the universe wants to test you. It wants to make sure that, have you learned the lesson? Let's chuck some of these, let's chuck some new ones in of these experiences just to make sure. And you can actually talk to the universe and your guide, say, look, I'm done now. Like, I get it. And but sometimes they just need to make sure. So make sure you've done the work. And if you're not feeling bothered by whatever it is you have been feeling bothered by anymore, then you're probably done. And it won't bother you anyway. So, you know, the experience won't hurt. I think that what I wanted to say through this podcast is more like, I just want to you to be able to turn around what you see as negative, as this could be something positive. It's obviously happening for a reason. And sometimes, yeah, there are drugs to be taken, but I'm not sure that's the answer. I think absolutely medicine has its place, but I also think that self-inquiry has its place. Self-healing has its place. I think we need to sort of work together with this whole situation, like whatever it is. Like you need the healing and the, you know, just everything to move on and move forward. And I think that a lot of us are feeling a lot of it because right now we need to let go of shit loads from the past because we're moving into a new energy, and that is why. So anyway, I just wanted to talk about that a little bit today. I don't know if it's helped you. I hope it has. And remember to follow your passion, follow your joy, follow the love, and love you so much. I will see you next time. Bye.